You know, Gift of the Givers is, you know, that reliable, present, highly organized NGO that people definitely turn to, but also that never turn away from a difficult situation. There have been varying comments this morning about whether or not we should rely on Gift of the Givers and whether or not South Africa's government is doing enough as compared to this. I'll say it again. Disaster management is what the logistics part of things are. But in almost all disasters, there is an arm of charitable support that will assist with feeding, for example, and the like. And definitely, for sure, housing people is something that probably would fall into the logistics of disaster management. But I want to clarify something first and foremost. The University of Cape Town approached Gift of the Givers. They asked Gift of the Givers to manage this. They are the largest NGO, disaster management NGO in Africa. Their logistical competency is paramount. You heard Dr. Suleiman earlier. He's on it. 2:01 in the morning. He's hearing about his team, just quickly taking a walk around the mountain. He is on top of the detail of what's happening here in Cape Town as he sits in Durban. And is able to, as you heard, corral together the kind of support from corporations such as Standard Bank and the like to assist in these and Pick and Pay and ShopRite to assist in these kinds of in these moments. And he was also the person who assisted with finding the accommodation. So he's an incredible coordinating force and one that is trusted. So again, I think, you know, while I think he would have done this, he would have probably stepped up to the plate one way or another, just insofar as Gift of the Givers happens to step into these moments. Bear in mind, they were approached by the University of Cape Town, and that's because they are so good at what they do logistically. Never mind just their hearts and their generosity. Logistically, it is a machine. When you talk about Gift of the Givers, to realize mid-morning that you suddenly need to provide food and having delivered 4,000 plates of food by the end of the day and put 3,000 students in bed by the end of the night is an incredible feat and one that to me suggests, instead of saying, why doesn't government get this done and why must Gift of the Givers do this, my question is, why isn't Gift of the Givers government? And I feel quite strongly about that.